when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. You see, we're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. You owe it to yourself and your family to talk to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance.
For all your insurance needs, call Elber Insurance Agency in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143. Elber Insurance, the insurance agent you can trust.
Get up to $100 cash back when you have NAPA Quick struts or shocks installed on your vehicle at Ubley Motor Service. That's right, the NAPA Ride 2 Rewards Program offers up to $100 mail-in rebate with installation of NAPA Quick struts or shocks. Also find special pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And Ubley Motor Service has a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement. Trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Sorry for party rocking.
Well, this one's in the books, official. Harbor Beach defeats the Ubley Bearcats, their deep-rooted rival, in the rubber match on a neutral court, 48-44. Harbor Beach fans, they don't want to leave. No one's leaving here for the victorious Pirates. Well, let's go individual stats here. First off, I'd like to note that the Ubley Bearcats had six seniors playing on their final game in the Bearcat uniform tonight. We'd like to thank Mitchell Guza, Austin Drake, Brett Cleary, Josh White, Ryan White, and Marshall Lifebrand, all six seniors. Well, before we break down Ubley, we have Ron Ruble standing by with Ryan Brown. Ryan, take it away.
I'm here with Coach Ruble. Coach, how does it feel to be district champions three times in a row and knocking off the Ubley Bearcats?
Just a great, great feeling. I don't remember when I've been so proud of a basketball team before. It just worked their tails off, and our congratulations to the Bearcats, too. That's an awesome team. They played their hearts out, and just, someone had to be the winner, and someone had to, only one team could win, I guess.
What was key for your team down the stretch there?
Defensively, there's not a lot of points on the board up there. That's been our MO all year, and we locked down and got some stops and made some clutch, some huge free throws down the end and got us a win.
Monday, regionals. What's going to be the message to your team heading into that game?
I told them afterwards in the locker room, we've been there before. Last year and the year before, kind of ran into a buzzsaw with BB. It's not that way this year. The sky's the limit for this team, and hope they, recover. Big physical and mental effort tonight, and Sunday we're going to tee it up and go after some more.
Well, good luck, Coach. Best of luck to you on regional.
Thank you.
And Ryan Brown with the toughest job tonight, interviewing Ron Ruble. I must say, toughest man to interview in the world. Right now, Ryan Brown is standing by with Sloan Klatsky, who had the last 8 points, went 8 for 8 from the free throw line for the Pirates to secure the victory. Ryan, take it away.
Sloan, what was it like towing the line and knocking down 8 free throws in the lower down the stretch and beat Ubley tonight?
Well, when we were at Ubley, I don't know, the crowd was so loud, it got to us. We were terrible for free throws, but I don't know, through districts, I've been getting better, and tonight came out and concentrated and knocked them down. Bounce, bounce, swish.
Perfect. What are you going to relay to your team for Monday? Ron told me kind of what the MO is going to be going into regionals on Monday. You guys have kind of been there before, been part of those big games. What are you going to do to lift your team up and make it through regionals this time around?
Well, we just got to play defense. If we play defense, they can't score. So, I mean, play defense, and we'll make our shots as long as we play D. So,
thanks, Mom. Best of luck to you, buddy.
Yep, thank you.
And thank you, Ryan. Nice little impromptu interview there with Sloan Glaske as well. Well, like we said before, let's break down Ubley first here with those 6 seniors, Guza, Drake, Cleary, White, and Lightbrand playing their last game in the Bearcat uniform. Congratulations on a fantastic season. They finished the season at 18-5 overall in their co-Greater Thumb East champion. Nothing to hang their head on at all on the Ubley side of things. Nick Sweeney had 4 points. Mitch Laguza had 5. Gabe Messing with 8, Marshall Lifrant with 14, and Josh White with 13. They shot 5 for 7 from the second half and the free throw line for 71.4%. For 9 for 11, grand total for 81.8% from the free throw line in the game. John?
As far as shooting percentages went, pretty close game.
I would say so.
It really shows in the stats. Because, well, let's take the Ubley Bearcats, for example. The whole game, let's just deal with it, 15 field goals, 48 attempts now. That's 31%. They had a lot more of attempts than the Harbor Beach Pirates. 8 more. Pirates were 17 for 40, 42%, but 17 field goals against 15.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between the ball game?
4 points.
4 points.
There you go. Now, let's break down Harbor Beach. 6 players scored altogether for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther with 8. Jason Hansen with 6, Eli Kraft with 17, leading all scorers tonight. Jordan Booms with 4, Andrew Seaman with 5, and Sloan Klatsky did not score until the fourth quarter, sinks 8 straight free throws from the free throw line to take Harbor Beach trailing into the lead, and they never looked back. Sloan Klatsky, 8 for 8 from the free throw line, 100%. Overall, there were 9 for 11 from the free throw line, Harbor Beach, in the second half. They didn't shoot a free throw in the first half. So, overall, 9 for 11 from the free throw line for 81.8%. Does that ring bell? That's the exact same percentage as Ubley.
You know, if I may, just to expand on the point, Sloan Klatsky, you know, we said somebody needed to step up, and he was the man. But he did it not only on the offensive end, but he did it on the defensive end. Marshall Lifrant, you mentioned, had 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's way under his average. And you can credit that to Sloan Klatsky. Sloan Klatsky was really basically selling him insurance and was blanket coverage. It really was.
Yes, indeed. Marshall Lifrant, I mean, he may not have hit his average, but he was still playing spectacular defense for the Bearcats, which kept this one down to the wire all the way. Ryan, what was the feel down on the floor this whole game?
Just electric. Both teams were just amped up from the beginning. They both wanted to get after each other because this is the one time where they didn't have to share anything all year. They shared the GTE. They went 1 for 1 against each other. This was the end-all, be-all for both teams tonight.
And that it is. So now Harbor Beach moves on to the regional semifinals on Monday. We will be there to cover that at 7:30 p.m. The game starts. Coverage will start right about 7:10. And they will play on the winner of Saginaw Novell and Sanford Meridian on Monday, the second game that night, so it could be a little different start time depending on when the game before finishes up. Stay tuned to WIW for the latest on that one. Ryan, closing thoughts.
Excellent ball game. Both teams were very well played, very well coached tonight on both sides, just like they have been all year. Back and forth, kind of a seesaw battle of who is going to take over momentum, and Harbor Beach definitely seized the opportunity defensively and from the free throw line for the first time in a long time for the Pirates, it seems like. And they can ride this momentum deep in the March Madness if they choose to.
Yes, indeed. John, closing thoughts.
You know, this is the sixth time that we have seen Ubley this year. And I'll tell you what, like I said in the front, it's been a real pleasure to watch these kids play. Josh White,